Welcome back to Lung Cancer Update, and we continue with our program. Dr. Hussain, can you present your patient?
Yes. This is actually a patient I saw recently, 71-year-old woman who had an episode of cough and fever in July 2005. She presented to one of our hospitals, to the emergency room. She had a chest x-ray, and she was told it was normal, although I actually have not been able to locate the chest x-ray. She was discharged home on oral antibiotics. Her cough improved but did not completely subside. No hemoptysis. This is in July. In November 2005, the patient herself, while taking a shower, felt a lump over the frontal aspect of her skull. The MRI of the brain was done, and that revealed the presence of a 2.5 centimeter extraaxial subcutaneous mass on the right side of the skull with no brain parenchymal abnormalities. CT scans of the chest, abdomen, and pelvis with intravenous contrast revealed the presence of a 3 centimeter speculated lesion in the upper lobe of the left lung. There were 3 less than 5 millimeter nodules in the right lung. There were multiple lytic lesions in the thoracic and lumbar spine. No hepatobiliary or pancreatic masses. Bone scan revealed the presence of abnormal accumulation in the spine and bilateral ribs.
What was her symptomatic state at that point? Was she having pain?
Yes, she was having mid-back and lower back pain.
And how long had she had it?
She had this shortly after the episode when she presented to the emergency room, August, September of 05.
Any other symptoms, weight loss, anything?
No, she did not lose weight at that time, but late November when she started being told she has all these abnormalities, she went sort of into depression and stopped eating. She lost around 5-6 pounds in the last 1 month.
And what was her general health like, other comorbidities?
No, she is otherwise a very healthy woman. She lives in the island. She comes back and forth to visit her family here. She had no heart, lung. She was told 6 years ago that she had a mass or a cyst on her kidney. That actually, when we repeated the scans here, she had the same thing. When the radiologist even compared the report to what we have, he told me it doesn't look like it has changed.
What kind of pain medication was she on for her pain?
When I saw her, she was not on pain medicine.
Okay.
She was taking Advil and ibuprofen.
Okay, so she has some bone pain. Generally, she's in good condition, very functional. Ed, how would you think through her case?
Well, I was wondering about the smoking status on her as well.
Yes. You see, I ask smoking history actually at the end because of the reason you mentioned. I don't really like to say, oh, okay, you are coming here to see me for lung cancer. How long you smoked? I actually leave it at the end because I don't believe it. She had a 20-pack year history of smoking, but she quit completely 30 years ago.
And do we have a tissue diagnosis?
Yes. Excisional biopsy of the skull mass revealed poorly differentiated adenocarcinoma, TTF. One negative.
Ed?
Yeah, so right now we're dealing obviously with a stage 4 non-small cell lung cancer patient. She's got a primary lesion in the lung, suspicious small little lesions scattered in the lung, multiple documented lesions in the bone, as well as a subcutaneous lesion up on the cranial region of the head. It's a soft tissue and not invasive. First thing you want to do is obviously get this patient in shape. She's losing weight. She feels terrible. She has pain. We have a service at MD Anderson called the Palliative Care and Symptom Control Service. Ed Brewer is the chairman of this department. They are wonderful at helping manage any symptomatology related to cancer or even cancer treatment. And this is someone, if I were seeing this patient at Anderson, I would send her up there first because my philosophy on treating patients, and she's got a chronic road ahead of her, and she's either going to do very well or very poorly, is that we have to manage the pain and all the other aspects. Now, we can send her to radiation at the same time to have some of those pain aspects taken care of, but that's not going to help her appetite entirely, and it's not going to help her depression or dysthymia per se.
And once she stabilizes, assuming she did stabilize, what would you be thinking about in terms of therapy?